ending the farm crisis. Many protests broke out around the nation in response to hard times for American agriculture. The Farmers Home Administration placed a two-year moratorium on farm foreclosures in 1983, and many banks held off as long as possible on past due loans in order to assist desperate farmers. Eventually, though, many farmers were forced out of business. Growing concerns about the effects of agriculture on the environment brought about a merger of crop support payments and resource conservation in the 1985 Farm Bill. This Farm Bill was the first to contain conservation requirements. The new law mandated that farmers implement conservation farming practices in order to receive benefits from USDA. As a result of the new Farm Bill, the Department of Agriculture initiated the Conservation Reserve Program to pay landowners to protect environmentally sensitive cropland by planting trees, grass, and other ground covers in place of agricultural crops. Additionally, USDA began to put more emphasis on natural resource protection in its research programs. Scientists and engineers provided farmers and other landowners with science-based information and technical assistance to help them manage their land in environmentally sound ways. Ultimately, expanding trade was seen as the essential solution to ending the agricultural crisis American farmers faced in the 1980s. In order to further fair trade, President Reagan agreed to begin a series of trade negotiations in 1986 known as the Uruguay Round. These negotiations lasted from 1986 to 1994 and led to the 1995 creation of the World Trade Organization, or WTO, which set rules for trade between nations.